We're up in North Queensland, and open water swimming is thriving up here from what I've seen. So I can't wait to hear more about it. John, kick us off. This association's been around for a really long time, hasn't it?
Hi, Andre. Welcome to Townsville. So the Maggie Island Swim was first organised as an event in 1954 when the Queen was coming to Townsville as part of the tour of Australia. And it's continued on since then. And we've expanded it now to have a few other ocean swims that lead into the island swim. So 1954, 66 years we've been going. There's a couple of years where we haven't been able to do the event for various reasons, but lately the event went cageless in 2008, and it's grown from being an event for about 13 people to now getting 90 swimmers doing the swim. And some of our open water swims up here, we're getting 180. We haven't reached the big numbers that they get for some of the swims down in Melbourne or Sydney or even Rottnest. But for our local swimmers, it's a real opportunity to get out in the water, and they really love it.
So it's got royal beginnings.
That's right, yeah. I don't know if we've got a royal seal anywhere, but I was pretty happy with the background of the event.
And you straight away talked about the Magnetic Island to Townsville swim, because that was really all there was, wasn't there, to start with. It was all about the swim, and I guess the association was just the committee that organised that
Yeah,
swim.
so over the years, there's been various people involved in the committee. I think the first one was more a group of local business people who were interested in putting on an event while the Queen was touring Australia and came to Townsville and opened, I think, James Cook University College. Maybe that came later. So it's grown from being something that business people were involved in and part of a Townsville festival, the local event, to something the surf clubs then got involved in. And a lot of the people who came in those first 50 years were a lot of surf swimmers. Over the years, it's then migrated to some distance swimmers. Laurie Lawrence has been heavily involved over the years with bringing a number of swimmers to Townsville. And we've published a history of the swim back in 1950. And if you look through the swimmers from that, there's some standout names in that history of people who've come to Townsville to do the event. And so it's gone from that local beginnings to being an Australia-wide event. We've had swimmers from overseas come to do the event each year. And just locally, it's been something that people have aspired to. We get 13 and 14-year-olds wanting to get out there, and their parents want them to do the swim. And some of them, I think, are keen to do the swim. Some of their parents are a bit keen to do the swim for them. So you get, usual sort of story. But we let swimmers 14 and over do the swim. And last year, I think the male swimmer was an 18-year-old school kid from Sydney. The female winner, Jess Evans from Brisbane, she's done a few other open water events. She did a swim around Moreton Island last year. Was it end of last year, start of this year, as a fundraiser for depression? So she's yeah, something someone's really. So it's attracted that wide range of people. Who just love being in the ocean and love the swimming.